Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Sad Romance by CK. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Sad Romance by CK was released on September 23rd, 2022, under Warner Music Africa. It has 12 songs, which is 37 minutes, 14 seconds of runtime. 6 collabos, that includes Cap Virgin, Queen Myra Andrade, Ira Starr, Renicia, Focalistic, Abidoza, and Davido. Multiple producer placements on this album include CK himself, Ramoni, Abidoza, P2J, Krista Kobedi, Jonathan Hoskins, Sars, Blaze Beats, BMH, Dway, and more. There's a lot on there. Now, before I get into everything else, the songs released prior to album release were You, Watawi, the smash hit Emiliana, and Madu being the latest, released only a day earlier than the album, I believe. Going with the theme of the waterfall strategy, Love Nwantiti was included on the project as the last song, which is a bonus song. And this version is the live versions with violins, giving it yet another opportunity to burn a trail of admirers for like the fourth year running. And I have also lost track of the number of remixes that Love Nwantiti has, but that's what you get when you've got pretty much the biggest song to ever come out of Africa. I can't even imagine what it feels like having such a song, and I also cannot be mad at the smarts of making that song last as long as humanly possible. Make your money, CK. Make your money. There are some points of experimentation on Sad Romance that, honestly, I didn't expect. An example is the song Leave Me Alone, which has hints of Persian influence, but the beat is totally out of the way too. You just can't place the sort of bass modulated drums together with a very catchy bell sound, which almost sounds flute-like. I don't know, man. It's a Snake Charmer style of thing, I guess. It's really one of those songs that's either gonna stick or people are gonna hate it. And kudos to CK for even trying this, because there's absolutely no in-between with this song. The sequencing on Sad Romance was very interesting because the album started off like, okay, here's that expected CK sound with the same sort of tempo as the previous hits, so really, what's new on this album? But that only lasted 2 songs before I got the elevation I needed and the experimentation I'm talking about. That whole middle portion of the album is such a good vibe with enough outliers to give Sad Romance a very nice edge. The amapiano on Watawi, the skillful duet Samson and Delilah with Myra Andrade, who really brought her own style. The roominess of Soja, those vocals, there's just something different there. Then back to the familiar sound on By Now, with the extremely raw expression in the lyrics. One thing I love about CK is stylistically, he's clearly so distinct in his singing style, and that also feeds into how big he has become. Uniqueness. The collabos on Sad Romance work very well. Take the soulfully jazzy Afro sound on Come Close with Ira Starr, who is absolutely annihilating literally every song she's on, her own or for others. She's just, everything she touches is gold. This song will be a very dangerous one for the lovers out there, and if something happens 9 months after listening to this song, don't say I didn't warn you. Onisia's French influence is going to be huge on the song Lose You to ride the wave of CK's name in that whole Francophone market, the whole market. It's beautiful, and I think this song could do some damage in that area. Sad Romance in many ways feels like serenade music on a cold day when you're not sure if your bae is still yours. Maybe you're just cleaning the house just to get your mind off of it. I don't know. This might boil down to the heavy guitar influence, where the strums grip you from time to time and stick in your mind actually for a long while. On the other hand, about a third of the album is truly experimental and sees CK just switch things up. It's hard to fault the work here. You can tell that, yeah, the work was put in and CK legit came through, and there are plenty of high points. You could sequence the album differently, and maybe seven songs could play like they're almost one if you play them one after the other. This bodes well for those that have already fallen in love with the big hits such as Love, Non TT and Emiliana, because that's kind of the realm I'm talking about, that same tempo, that same mood. I score Sad Romance by CK a solid 8 out of 10.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.